I'm Charlie Nardozzi, and this is the Vermont Garden Journal. This Native American shrub is a great one for problem places. It grows in full or part sun and can withstand wet clay soils and still thrive. It's the elderberry. You often see the native Sambucus canadensis growing in roadside drainage ditches or in wet fields. It's a tough shrub that's cold hardy and withstands less than ideal conditions. Plus, it produces beautiful, flat, white flowers that bees and butterflies love, and tasty black berries. The berries are good for making juice, wine, jam, and a good tonic for a cough and winter cold. Look for name varieties such as Adams, York, and Nova for the best berry production. The European elderberry, Sambucus nigra, is a more attractive shrub in the landscape, though not as hardy or as good a berry producer. Recent introductions of this elderberry has made it a popular landscape plant as well as an edible. Black Lace and Black Beauty are two dark purple leaf colored selections. Other species include Lemony Lace with golden colored foliage and Marginata with white and green leaves. These leaves make the shrub attractive even when it's not producing flowers or fruit. While elderberry is forgiving of wet sites and part sun, it still grows best in full sun and with adequate water drainage. Plant the bush in groups for the best production and look. Elderberry require little maintenance once established. Prune out 3-year and older canes each spring to encourage new growth. Older canes become brittle and less productive. Harvest the flowers for making fritters or champagne. Cover plants with bird netting to protect the fruits and harvest the berries for making juice. To easily remove the berries from the stems, harvest entire berry clusters and freeze overnight. In the morning, you can shake the clusters and the berries will fall off. And now for this week's tip. Look for the adult red lily leaf beetle on Asian and Oriental lilies in particular right now. Handpick beetles in the morning when they're sluggish to reduce egg laying and damage. Next week on the Vermont Garden Journal, I'll be talking about amaranth. Until then, I'll be seeing you in the garden.